أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي هلت بفنائك. السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام, his family members and his companions. Our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, as well as all of you, your families, your friends, your relatives, and to all the believers across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, Sayyid al-Shuhada, alayhi salam. It is our honor to be hosting all of you in our Majalis 2024. We are hosting 8 Majalis in English. Our majalis have been organized by the students of Qom, and we have been provided technical assistance from Islamic Pulse Studios. Tonight is our 6th majlis in English out of 8. Tonight it is our honor to commemorate the small infant of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, His Eminence Ali Asghar ibn al-Hussein. May Allah accept all of our efforts in commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and accept all of your worship and your azadari in these months of Muharram and Safar. My first quote tonight is again from Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Republic. His Eminence says that Muharram is the month in which truth, stamped upon the foreheads of oppressors and the faces of evil governments, the brand of falsehood. As we continue to Ziyarat Ashura, please remember our brothers and sisters all across the world in your du'as. Please remember our Palestinian brothers and sisters, first and foremost, who are facing a modern day genocide as the world continues to watch. We find that international organizations on the highest level, such as even the United Nations, are completely helpless in preventing and stopping this genocide. They have spoken mere words but no action after 9 months of this genocide against the Palestinian people. And the world has been held hostage at the hands of a few arrogant powers who do not listen to the will of the people of the world. Please remember all of our brothers and sisters wherever they are across this world. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Hemani in your du'as, and their families as well. There's a request for recitation of Surah Fatiha 3 times Surah Ikhlas for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to, of course, Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, as well as Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzade Amoli, Ayatollah Shahabadi, all of the ulama who have preserved and protected Islam over the centuries. Also our ulama who are also shuhada, Shahid Mutahari and Shahid Beheshti, Shahid Bahunar, Shahid Baqir al-Namr, Shahid Baqir al-Sadr, Shahid Arif al-Husseini, and all of the ulama that have shed their blood in order to protect and preserve Islam over the centuries. Also our shuhada, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, Shahid Haj Qasim Sulaimani, their companions, Shahid Rajai, Shahid Raisi, all of the shuhada, all of our marhumin and marhumat, those of tonight's sponsors and the believers all across the world, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Over our last 6 programs, including tonight, of course, we've always spoken a little bit about Palestine and the current affairs of the Muslim Ummah and the Islamic world and the world in general. And so today we speak about a group of people which most of us would have never expected them to come to the forefront and support the Palestinian cause or even oppose the Zionist regime. First and foremost are these global protesters, the people from nations all across the world who have come out in solidarity with the Palestinian people and the Palestinian movement. And of course, they have also come out in opposition to the Zionist regimes, the crimes that they are committing, as well as in opposition to their global supporters. One of the most interesting groups among these global protesters, of course, were the student protesters, mainly in the United States of America, but also in Europe and all across the world. Students that were not Muslims, students that did not have a ethnic background from Islamic lands, they were national, you know, homegrown domestic Americans or Europeans, but still, because of an awakened conscience, an awakened heart and an awakened soul, they came out and they protested in solidarity with the Palestinian people, and they protested against the Zionist regime. Many of them have had to sacrifice many things as they came out in protest for the rights of the Palestinian people. Some have lost their jobs, some have had to go to court, some have not been allowed to graduate, and some have been bereft of their jobs in the future. We salute these fellow people and these groups of people that are a branch of the resistance front. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As we have been doing in the past few nights, One of the things that we'd like to do is just to comment a little bit on the video that we just saw. One of the things that we see is that this individual, Shabath, he was one of the individuals who had written a letter to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inviting him to come to the city of Kufa. Now, it might be a little bit difficult to swallow, but it is an unfortunate reality on the ground. We too, for many years, and I point at myself first and foremost, we have been calling the Imam of our time. And so individuals like these in history give us a very stark reminder and an awakening that individuals in the past who invited the Imam of their time, but when the times became difficult, when things became dangerous, when threats came upon them, they very easily switched sides and joined the enemy. And so every single one of us, wherever we are, all across the world, need to reflect and think deeply. God forbid, will we be one of those people who are so eagerly calling the Imam of the time, but if threats increase and the situation becomes dangerous and things need to be sacrificed, will we go and join the side of the enemy? So this does not mean that we stop calling the Imam of the time. Of course, we must continue calling the Imam of the time to hasten his reappearance, because it is the only solution to the problems that humanity is facing on a global level. But what it does mean is that we must prepare ourselves on an individual level. We must prepare ourselves to sacrifice. We must prepare ourselves to resist. And we must prepare ourselves to put up with the dangers and the threats to support the Imam of our time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. My last quote before I invite our guest speaker for tonight, the quote is from Ustad Agha Ali Raza Panahian. He says something that is very interesting, and it is actually in alongs to what I just spoke about. He says that Ashura showed all of us human nature, that which was manifested by the enemies and the wretched people in Karbala is something that exists as a potential within every single one of us. So those qualities that were within the enemies of Hussein, those qualities have a potential to exist in every single one of us. And the actions that were demonstrated by the martyrs of Karbala is also a potential within every single one of us. Every human being carries Karbala within themselves and within their souls. When they speak the truth and when they work for the truth, they have allowed the Imam Hussein alayhi salam within themselves to be victorious. But when we choose anger and lust and greed and worldliness and materialism, then we have allowed the Yazid within ourselves to be victorious.